You're entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
Big news today, folks. Actually, it was yesterday. Datto to be acquired by Kaseya. Yeah, you heard right. Kaseya is purchasing Datto. And some of you may be thinking, what does that mean for me? I use vendor X or Y. Maybe you happen to be a Datto partner or a Kaseya partner, and you're wondering, is this going to have a meaningful impact or any impact at all on me? In my MSP practice, we're going to talk about all of that today and provide you with some of our analysis and what we think is likely to happen and how the markets are going to react. When I say markets, how I mean the MSP market. I will leave the financial analysis to the Wall Street folks. We will stay focused squarely on our domain and what we're good at, which is the global MSP market, and how this is going to potentially play out. So for those of you who have not read the news, we'll post a link at least to the Datto press release, which is probably this is one of those rare scenarios where you don't want to go read a blog, because none of the bloggers and podcasters out there are going to necessarily have anything other than a reaction to official news. Why do I say that? Because Datto is a publicly traded company on the New York Stock Exchange. And so there are very specific rules about how these announcements are made, what can and cannot be disclosed. And so, you know, part of what our analysis is going to be based off of is the publicly, you know, available press announcement that came out yesterday, that is posted on Datto's website, and you'll get a link to that. But also, what we're going to be doing is backfilling what we know about the sector, that right, Wall Street analysts are not aware of any of this stuff, right? That this is going to be unique to us. But I would be really skeptical about anyone who claims to have, you know, insider information about, you know, the deal and, you know, and all that stuff, because honestly, I wouldn't buy it. I wouldn't buy it if you were selling it to me. The factual data is available in the press announcement. That's what we're dealing with. Outside of that is what's going to happen. How is the market going to respond? How are the MSPs going to respond? And all that stuff. And we'll dive into that. So let's deal with the facts as we know them. So, first of all, this is so Datto is a publicly traded entity on the New York Stock Exchange. They went public a number of years ago. They were I think they were the first MSP specific software technology company to go public. I mean, SolarWinds, I think, had gone public before. There's been other companies that are in the tech sector, obviously, that are public today or had been public in the past, but none of them really had a focus on managed services like Datto. And so they kind of broke the mold, if you will, in being the first publicly traded company selling tools exclusively or almost exclusively to MSPs. Their New York Stock Exchange ticker symbol is MSP. Kaseya, on the other hand, is a privately held entity. I don't know where they're based. I think that they may be either based in they may have a holding company in Florida, but I think they may also have holdings in overseas in Switzerland. But I'm not sure. But they are a privately held company. They are a venture backed or a private equity backed company, as was Datto before they went public. And so this appears to be a reverse IPO. Meaning, I'm going down to the press release section here. The transaction, which, by the way, is valued at around $6.2 billion. And the transaction, which is currently expected to close in the second half of 2022, subject to the customary closing conditions, blah, 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 the SEC, you know, boilerplate. In addition to unanimous board approval, shareholders holding an aggregate approximately 70% of the issued and outstanding shares of common stock of Datto have approved the transaction by written consent. So 70% of the shareholders have said, yes, go forward with this. Upon completion of the transaction, Datto's common stock will no longer be listed on the New York Stock Exchange. So that tells me that this is a reverse IPO, reverse initial public offering. So I'm deducing, I will look at this and talk to some other folks, but I am almost positive that this is going to be a reverse IPO, meaning that the company Datto will no longer be a publicly traded entity, meaning that Kaseya will now own it. Kaseya is basically buying the 70% of the outstanding issued shares. Kaseya is acquiring that block of stock, and then they're taking it into an existing privately held entity. So that is my suspicion of what is happening. We'll talk to our friend Rob Scott and get some legal analysis on that, but I'm pretty sure that that's what's happening. I don't know if that matters, honestly, to our industry, whether Datto no longer being public, if this is what it means, matters. Public-private is immaterial. I mean, Dell went public and then they went private, I think. So there's a lot of reasons why companies would want to do that. We'll talk about why we think Kaseya might be wanting to do this. But the larger issue is why? Why this deal? Why Kaseya buying Datto, both members of the Big Four, why does this matter? Why are they doing it? What's their motive in doing this? And that, I think, is the more pressing question. And so it's not like this was a insignificant deal, $6.2 billion. Now it says that they bought it for $6.2 billion. So that, my crude math probably makes Kaseya now with the resulting Datto, stock probably closer above $10 billion. Nobody knows really what Kaseya's valuation is. They don't have to disclose that because they're not public, right? So the only ones that have to disclose that are Datto. But after this is done, if this is a true reverse IPO, then Kaseya will no longer have to disclose this information publicly because it's no longer subject to SEC rules. But what really was the objective of the deal? So you've got the Big Four as they stand today in Datto, Kaseya, ConnectWise, and Enable. Enable being the spinoff of what used to be or what was previously their participation in SolarWinds. SolarWinds spun the Enable group off, and that was the MSP-specific groupings of software technologies that were kind of MSP specific. Remember, SolarWinds sells other things, other network monitoring management technologies beyond the MSP market to end users all over the world. But those are the Big Four. Why does Kaseya need Datto? That's a good question. If you look at an outsider might say, well, all four companies have the same identical business model. That's true, but they serve different sectors of the market, and that's where we start to shape and really get context of the deal objective here, because Datto was probably on the lower end. I should say, the smaller end of the MSP market. I do not mean that in any disparaging way. I'm just talking about where they sold into traditionally. If you look at the history of Datto, right, they largely came to their current position by, you know, the acquisition of Autotask, right? Autotask was a very early stage PSA ticketing platform. They themselves bought Centre Stage, the RMM entity out of UK, I believe, London. And so they acquired an RMM with their ticketing, and then Datto buys them, and, you know, Datto legacy had its roots in backup. So you had a backup RMM and ticketing platform along with the other stuff that they acquired or built organically. But they really largely focused at the smaller end of the SMB market, meaning that they were targeting smaller sized MSPs who also were going after smaller sized end user entities. It doesn't mean that they're bad. It doesn't mean anything. It just means that they were focused on that market. That's who they appealed to. And so Kaseya had a fairly different historical legacy. Kaseya started, for those of you who don't know, I mean, we've done some analysis in the past, so I'm not going to repeat all of this, but you can go look it up online. We'll try to link to it in the article notes. Kaseya started, you know, 20 plus years ago in the desktop management sector, and they started as real specialists in desktop management. I don't believe that they did server management. If they did, they didn't do it well. And so the early stage combination, and I'm talking like early 2000s, the combination was you use Enable for server management because they really had that locked down. But Enable back then did not really do desktop that well. So you had Kaseya. So you would use Enable for the servers, and you'd use Kaseya for the desktop management, and then you would use ConnectWise for the ticketing. This was a little bit before Autotask came on the scene. When Autotask did come on the scene, they started to challenge ConnectWise, but they, you know, over the years, ConnectWise kind of developed a reputation as being a little bit more for the mature and larger sized MSP, and ConnectWise, because of its roots in cloud-based, you know, it was a SaaS application from day one. ConnectWise was not. They kind of split apart, with ConnectWise taking the, at least I would perceive it, and I think a lot of MSPs would as well, the larger end of the SMB market. Maybe dabbling into the lower mid-market sector, but not a lot, mostly SMB. And then, but Autotask was really down at the other end. So Datto gets scooped up by, sorry, I'm getting my entities mixed up. Autotask, servicing primarily the lower end of the SMB market, gets scooped up by Datto. So Datto acquires a lower SMB market entity in Autotask, and then you have Datto competing against Kaseya, who is now, you know, full-fledged into server management. They also do backup. They acquired a backup entity in Spanning. They acquire a bunch of other security platforms. ConnectWise is taking on its own path. And then you have Enable, finally, who, you know, after its brief foray with SolarWinds, is spun off again. And now you have the big four. So Kaseya had a reputation for being at the larger end of the SMB market. And again, similar to ConnectWise, they maybe dabbled in the lower end of the mid-market, but not that much. When you start to get into the mid-market, you really, at least from the, let's say, the ticketing platform alone, you start to get into platforms like ServiceNow, which are very robust, not necessarily easy to use, not as easy to use as ConnectWise or you know, the Datto ticketing platform that used to be called Autotask. You really have a different strata of tools. And that also includes not just ticketing, but it also includes backup tools and also network monitoring and management. Because remember, in the mid-market, you tend to get into highly stratified or segmented service delivery engines, right? You have customers that say, I want the best of breed in desktop management, and I don't want my server management conflicting with that because I want the best of breed in server management. And they're not going to be in the same tool. They're going to separate those in many cases. And so that is a very typical buying habit of the mid-market. And I think that that's why you've seen the SMB market largely owned by these big four. So I think you could theorize, and this is a theory, but I think you could theorize that the Kaseya acquisition of Datto is largely to shore up and own the SMB market space, with Datto representing the lower half of the SMB market and Kaseya owning the upper half or the rest of it. What does the SMB market segment look like, you may be asking? Well, I'll give you my definition. So SMB typically means 0 to 250 end user seats. Now, I am not talking about MSP seats. We've talked about this in the past, but the SMB, the number of end user, the number of seats always denotes the end user organization being managed, not the size of the MSP. The size of the MSP is almost always irrelevant to the type of tools and the maturity level and all of that. It doesn't correlate, meaning that the SMB, the MSP is almost never the same size as the customer that they manage. It doesn't happen a lot. In fact, it's the exception to the rule where you see an MSP that is at large or larger than the customer that they service. So SMB, small, medium-sized business, SMB for short, in my definition that I've been using for 20-plus years, really means 0 to 250 end-user seats, not devices under management, not nodes or objects, right? Because that could be much, much higher count. It means the number of seats, number of people or users that are being managed. Now, at less than 25, actually less than 20, you really start to get into micro business, SOHO, small business, home office, small office, home office type of environments. And there are some MSPs that work in that segment. Anytime you get really below 20 end user seats, you typically start to leave managed services and you start to really aggressively enter break fix and time and materials and a completely different business model entirely. But nevertheless, up to 250 end user seats is what I would define as the end user market segment being served here. And maybe it goes over, you know, to 300, 350, but really at 250 to 1,000 seats is where you would classify that as mid-market. So I think Datto represented the lower end of that market and Kaseya represented the upper end of that market. And if you're asking, aren't there going to be some overlaps and redundancies here? Yeah, huge. You know, Datto, let's take the obvious. Both Datto and Kaseya own SaaS-based cloud backup solutions. Why does Kaseya need two? Both are really, it's not like they do vastly different things. Both entities have ticketing platforms. Now you could make an argument that Datto has the better one because it's Autotask, right? It's legacy Autotask, and that has been around far longer than what Kaseya has had in their ticketing system. And you could make the argument that Kaseya has a far better remote monitoring management platform for both servers and desktops than Datto does, because Datto inherited the Autotask RMM, which was the old center stage, which was, you know, it was good. It was not a bad solution, but it certainly didn't have the development and the footprint that Kaseya did. So there may be a little bit of market sloughing off of outdated tools here. Which tool segment is going to win? You know, that's anyone's guess. I've given you a couple of quick and dirty comparison here, but there's a lot of overlap in this deal. Customer segments, I don't see that there's a lot of overlap in the customer segments here. So maybe Kaseya is looking at this as a land grab of MSP market share. That certainly could be the case. They're just trying to buy market share, and they're going to let the tools exist. These are all questions that I have, and no doubt, especially if you're in the Kaseya or the Datto camps, you are asking these questions of yourself right now. In fact, the proverbial phone lines are probably being lit up all over the world now of account reps and field reps who are fielding calls from their MSPs, asking what does this mean? What's going to happen? Because right, you may have some overlap, sure, but you have very different cultures. You know, Kaseya MSPs were happy with Kaseya, or at least happy with their result, and the same was true with Datto. And you try to mix those two, you're going to have some broken eggs potentially. And I'm not trying to drown, pour cold water on this deal. I'm just giving some analysis of what is likely taking place out there. And by the way, we will be talking to a lot of MSPs in the coming weeks about their perspective on this deal, including some Datto and some Kaseya MSPs, and getting their feedback firsthand and giving it back to you guys. So I think that this is a shoring up of the SMB managed services sector. How Kaseya decides to deal with all of the overlapping technologies is going to be really interesting to watch. Moving on, what I am really interested in is I want to be a fly on the boardroom wall of ConnectWise and Enable right now. Because I suspect they're looking at this, and they probably have known about this for a while. Don't ask me how, but they probably knew. There have been mumblings about something going on with Datto for a while. Nothing specific, so I think they kept it pretty well hid. But these things can tend to get out. What are ConnectWise and Enable going to do? Because now they are the other two legs of the big three stool. You've got Kaseya, and you've got ConnectWise, and you've got Enable now. It's not like they're not going to have a response. They are going to respond. How? Well, let's run through some options. And again, folks, we are in uncharted territory. This is speculation, but we have some measure of wisdom and historical perspective with which to apply. And I'll give you two quick examples, both in the early to mid 2000s. I think it was 2004 when Oculan. Those of you who weren't born then, you may want to look up Oculan. And what happened to them when Oculan hit troubled waters and their investors, you know, withdrew their support, there was a big reaction from Enable. There was a big reaction from Silverback at the time. Those of you don't know who Silverback is, go look it up on our website. We got a lot of stuff covering them. But you know, the RMM community really responded aggressively to that Oculan news. When Silverback was purchased by Dell in 2009, 2008, 2009, 2007, somewhere in that range, there was also huge response from Enable and the other vendors at the time. This is common. And I'm telling you this is because this is how our industry reacts. Whenever you have these types of big movements, you have big reactions and big responses. And I think it's going to happen from ConnectWise, and I think it's going to happen from Enable. One such, you know, one such speculation that just came up internally in our team is, well, Jesus, ConnectWise and Enable going to join? Well, that's an interesting thought. ConnectWise and Enable joining forces. That's really interesting. I mean, I think the ConnectWise RMM and the Enable RMM have the closest, you know, they're really matched pretty well together. I think ConnectWise has probably the market perceived superior ticketing platform. Enable probably is stronger on the backup side. And but do they have a different market spread than Kaseya and Datto did? I don't know. I always perceived ConnectWise and Enable as serving kind of the larger end of that SMB market. But maybe they want to get bigger. Maybe they want to break into the lower end of the mid-market sector. I don't know. That's interesting. A ConnectWise Enable combination. Neither are public. I don't believe either are public. And so that would be something that would rival the Kaseya Datto news that we're talking about today. It could mean an aggressive approach by both ConnectWise and Enable and going after the Kaseya and Datto MSP partners. Why would they do that? Well, there is inevitably, just like we talked about with Oculan and with Silverback, anytime there are these types of big movements, the competitive market players tend to go after those legacy MSPs and say, you really don't want to stick around for this integration, do you? It's going to be messy. It's not going to favor you. You're going to end up on the wrong side of the stick here. And why don't you just make a change now? And we'll make a really, really sweet deal for you to change. And I understand that it's not as easy as all that to just up and move, you know, technology platforms like a ticketing system or an RMM system. But you can probably expect pressure from both of those entities. Even right now today, they're probably reaching out, you know, to all the Kaseya and Datto MSPs that they know about and saying, hey, do you want to talk? Next up is the MSP reaction. How are MSPs going to respond to this? And I'm not just talking about the Kaseya partners, and I'm not just talking about the Datto partners. I'm talking about the Enable and the ConnectWise, and even the secondary markets. How are those MSPs out in the street going to say, what does this acquisition mean for us? And I think certainly the Kaseya and Datto MSP communities have the more relevant and more urgent issue of, is this a good thing or a bad thing, right? That's the very first thing that they're asking themselves this morning. Good or bad? If it's good, then they stick it out and they say, hey, the community is going to get even stronger. It's going to get better, we hope. Good things are going to come out of this. On the opposite side, the theory is they say, potential integration issues? Does it slow the advancement of our legacy, technologies? Now that they're going to be taking their eye off the ball there, they might be more occupied with integration of the two organizations, and that could take up to 6 months or a year. You could be seeing some MSPs thinking that this is going to cause some delay and maybe some harm for us, and is it worth it for us to stick around? Again, I'm speculating here, but I'm speculating with a healthy dose of historical relevancy and historical data to prove that that's likely happening even as we speak. There have been some rumblings, and we've talked about it here on this channel. There have been some rumblings about the Big Four being perceived as somewhat lackadaisical, and they buy a lot of companies and that they don't integrate them, and so the technology experience isn't as nice as it sounds on paper. And those are real perceptions from the MSPs. There's also the real perceptions of, channel, not hostility, but, the shifting of risk, which we've also talked about extensively here. And the one-sided nature of the Big Four companies basically saying, hey, we're going to take zero risk. And you, the MSP, and your customer downstream, you, both of you, are going to take on the lion's share of the risk. And we don't care how you apportion it, because none of it's on us. That could be an incredibly powerful market motivator in the coming months and years. And that's going to be something we're going to keep a close eye on, is how does the risk factor into this landscape now? I'm not sure. And finally, the secondary market reaction. What do I mean by secondary market? I mean, you have the Big Four, now the Big Three, who have a great amount of market share globally. But you have a very vibrant secondary, tertiary, and below set of tool vendors. You have companies like SuperOps, who just got a good amount of funding. You've got companies like ManageEngine, who've been around for ages. You've got companies like Ninja RMM. You've got companies like TigerPaw on the ticketing side, and I am missing a lot of people, so forgive me. But you've got a lot of downstream vendors who don't occupy close to the market share that the Big Three or Big Four have, but they have really good, highly focused. They tend to be very focused because they're not these kind of Swiss Army knife approach to the like the Big Four have. These tend to be secondary market and below, very precise technology vendors that make one thing and they do it really, really well. They're not big, they're not flashy, they don't have the footprint that the Big Three have, but they do what they do well. How are they going to respond? Are they going to be beneficiaries of MSPs leaving the Big Three saying, this is really getting too risky for us? We're gonna start to hedge our bets. And I'm not saying that the MSPs are gonna leave the Big Three, but it might be that instead of having five or six tools all within the same Big Three vendor, they start to spread that out and they say, all right, we're gonna only have two with the Big Three, and we're gonna have the rest spread out amongst these other tools. I mean, they all integrate. And everybody integrates with everybody else these days, for the most part. And I think that that's a very real possibility here. If I know the MSPs at all, right, they are risk averse and they don't like being taken for granted. And when people start to take them for granted, they get upset. And when they get upset, they start to say, well, why don't I just go over here? Why don't I start talking to this guy and see what he can do, what offer this organization can do for us? And that's how it starts. And again, folks, I don't generally like to give you that much speculation in one episode, but you know, it is a fairly momentous deal. You know, we're really happy for the folks over at Kaseya and at Datto. It's good news in one key respect for our sector, which is it's a big deal for the MSP sector, because this is a fairly big combination of two, you know, market leaders who primarily serve only one group, the managed services provider community globally. And anytime we get more attention like this, it's good. And yeah, there are going to be some bad things that come with it, things that we have to deal with. I mean, that's part of the territory. But we're gonna monitor this closely. If you are an MSP out there and you would like some deeper analysis, you want to talk to somebody, you know, let us know. This is what we're here to do. We're going to be holding briefings within our MSP Verify community in the next coming weeks and months to discuss this very issue. In fact, our next peer group is going to be talking about this. No doubt, this got moved up into the top of the agenda for that meeting. If you want to participate in those types of conversations, you let us know and we'll happily include you in them. If you are an MSP and you have some thoughts about this, if you're a vendor, you have some thoughts about this news, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to talk to you. If you want to come onto the program, you have something to say of interest, you know, let us know. Because this is a big deal. And it's going to have a big impact. That I am sure. It's going to make a lot of waves. And interesting things happen when you make waves as big as these. That's my analysis for today. Until next time.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast so you will get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.